When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So today I saved lots of frog spawn again. So I have 100,000 frog eggs all together in just one day. So follow to see this big army of frogs and daily updates.
Hi, I'm Madison Malone Kircher.
And I'm Rachel Hampton, and you're listening to ICYMI.
In case you missed it.
Slate's podcast about internet culture.
Speaking of Slate, we're going to share some really delicious insider Slate goss.
And by delicious, I mean disgusting.
Absolutely foul. So a certain colleague of ours, whose name is definitely not Rachel Hampton, recently returned to the office for the first time in a long time. And she's back now, which means, you know, she opened up her desk for the first time and was like, hey, wonder what's in here. She's pulling out t-shirts, she's pulling out papers.
And something else. This was my second desk clean out because I was just like, wonder what's in here. Oh, some union hats? Fun. Let me share this with my coworkers who haven't gotten a chance to get one. And what was in the union hats and shirts?
I feel like you're not delivering this correctly, which is you'd handed out the hats and shirts and I go, wait, is that a maggot?
And I go, no fucking way. And then I look and it is indeed.
Creepy, crawly, larval, yuck.
Maggot in the union shirt. I don't know. I can't quite get there with the metaphor that clearly is. But suffice to say that I immediately dumped everything out of my desk. And the prepackaged oatmeal is not safe even though it's closed. And you thought that it would be safe because it's packaged. No, life finds a way.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Okay, Jeff Goldblum.
It found a way, and I can only respect it as I hose down my desk in bleach.
See, I told you. Fun, insidery Slate gossip.
Mm-hmm, that's what you're missing.
Subscribe to Slate Plus.
Here in the Slate Brooklyn office.
That's not actually what we're talking about on the show today, mostly because I can't say the word maggots any more times before feeling ill. On the show today, we're actually opening up the mailbag for an episode of Red Receipts.
Read receipts.
I want to see the receipts.
It's been a while since we've opened the red receipts bag, so there could be you know what's in there.
I hope none of you mailed us maggots.
To our knowledge, nobody did. And instead, what we've got are great questions from our listeners about all things internet. We have questions about, this one's kind of gross, frog eggs, something called vabbing, and the one, the only, Christy Carlson Romano is back.
I'm so excited for one of those things.
Hey, Rachel, when did we go to the moon?
Did we go to the moon?
We'll be back to answer all of those questions after a quick break.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
All right, we are back. First on our list, we're going to get the gross out of the way. Frog eggs?
This question is from Twitter user at It's Beyblade. At It's Beyblade asks, I think there's someone on TikTok who rescued literally 1.4 million frog eggs, and now they're all hatching. They have nearly a million frogs hopping all over their yard. People are duetting them to explain this is ecologically disastrous. I'm living for it. But I can't parse the situation as a whole. And also, I have no idea if this is actually a trend or just some weird TikTok niche the algorithm has put me in.
You know who's also living for it?
The frogs?
The 1.4 million frogs!
But not the conservation biologist, because this is indeed ecologically disastrous. Let's get into it. So this question is referring to the TikTok at Thin Frog. It's an account that launched in February of this year, and it features a person who purports that they're somewhere in the UK who found a puddle full of frog eggs, took them home with him, and then put them in a pond in their backyard that they built, all in an effort to build a frog army.
This is Frogspawn. And for the past day, I've been saving them from drying up and moving them out of polluted places. And look at that little jiggle. I find it very satisfying.
I feel the need to describe what is actually happening here. Imagine a hand dipping into some mucky water and coming up absolutely covered with little wriggling tadpoles.
No, I will not imagine it. You cannot make me.
You're right. It's America. I can't make you do anything. But I feel the need to create this mental image because it is truly one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. So at Thin Frog has been tracking the progress of the frog growth, which has been exponential. It's led to a backyard filled with what I can only describe as the beginning scene of a biblical plague, because it is horrifying. Here's one of the most recent updates, which was back on June 21st. Take it away, Thin Frog.
Someone told me one of the neighbors have left because I have 1.4 million tiny frogs. Well, at least I have frogs now, because I was never allowed a pet frog when I was a kid. Next year, one will build a giant pond for 10 million plus frog eggs.
The neighbor was correct, I would like to say.
This is just disgusting. Sorry, natural selection's a real thing. What happens next?
The very last update on the frog army came on July 3rd. Turns out most of the frog army has escaped. The army is deserting, from what I'm understanding.
I respect the frog impulse to escape the military-industrial complex, but this seems bad.
Oh, without a doubt. And it gets worse, because at Thin Frog is now asking in the comments what they should make an army of next. The options are snakes, fish, newt. No! No!
So you mentioned at the beginning that this is not just gross if you're not into things that hop, but also potentially very bad environmentally. Why is that?
Well, I don't really know what environment can sustain 1.4 million frogs. But also, I'm not a biologist, as we have.
Not a lawyer, not a doctor, not a biologist. Add it to the list.
Add it to the list. But you know who is? A TikToker who has the handle of, I shit you not, at Froggy Biologists. This TikTok comes from the end of May, and they're explaining exactly why this frog relocation was a huge mistake, and it's not just because it's disgusting.
So this guy thinks he's building a frog army.
Few days ago, I collected frog spawn out of a puddle drying up. I'm planning to create the biggest frog army.
So right there, you already messed up by just going out there and randomly collecting frogs. You don't know if they're invasive species that you're trying to raise and build an army out of, which, again, is also kind of a big ego trip. This could also be a protected species that needs special permits to handle because they're rare and endangered. You could be messing things up.
Okay, I'm team froggy biologist already. I'm in.
Same. I mean, again, one of the biblical plagues was frogs. So I really don't feel like there's much we need to explain about why this is wrong. Like,
did none of you see the most recent Jurassic Park movie?
Did none of you watch The Prince of Egypt? What more do you need?
Hans Zimmer's finest work.
Oh, my God.
There can be miracles.
Oh, my God. That soundtrack is immaculate. Anyway, the frog army is actually incredibly not the only time this has happened in recent history.
Rachel, would you like to attempt to say that sentence again in a way that is subject noun agreeing?
Nope. Incredibly, the frog army follows a similar incident. Did I ever think there could be a similar incident to a frog army. No. And yet,
what other armies
life
are
finds
there?
A way.
No. Jeff, what other armies are out there?
In April, a TikTok user by the handle of @ArcSlow decided to create what they call the Ladybug Raid.
Frog Army Ladybug Raid. Honestly, I will give it to these people. They're good at the branding.
They are. And what ArcSlow did, or claimed to have done, is release 100 million ladybugs in Central Park.
How do you prove that?
That's why the claim is very important, because I have no idea. Neither do fucking Frog General or Ladybug Admiral. They have no idea how many they've unleashed onto the environment. All they know is that it got them views and it worked.
Okay, Dr. Malcolm, how many views are we talking?
All right, so Frog General has 2 million followers. Ladybug Man racked up 42 million views on their most popular video. This, of course, means that in the comments of these videos, they have hinted, I would suggest, threatened to meet up. And God knows what'll happen then. Literally, God knows. I'm sure it's a part of the biblical plagues.
Not a ladybug frog alliance.
It's like if the fucking street rats and the pigeons met up and decided to...
Shh, don't give them any ideas.
Oh, they've already had it. The only reason they're not
is
currently
coming... is
because
the roaches won't get on board.
Exactly. In case you need us to spell it out, don't fucking release millions of...
anything into the wild.
Unless it's like happy thoughts. But a conservation biologist interviewed by The Guardian said quite literally that the stunts made her cringe. And not just because it's gross, but because these TikTok users are actually hurting the animals they're releasing. And she says that they're creating a vector for disease and invasive species and could even be driving the species into extinction. And I don't know about everyone else, but I've kind of had enough of like zoonotic illnesses. To answer your question at its Beyblade, if you go by the law of threes, this is not a trend yet. The yet makes me want to cry.
Next week.
Next week, we've got Locust.
Locust Captain. All righty. Well, that was disgusting, and I'm glad it's out of the way. Next up, we have a significantly less slimy question.
Skip, or @Melengay on Twitter, sent us this message.
Who the hell is Young Gravy? Like, why did he and his fans just come out of nowhere? Anyway, I saw someone say he looks like a yassified Ed Sheeran, and now I can't unsee it. So please help. Why is TikTok obsessed with yassified Ed Sheeran?
Okay, number one, @Melengay. Thank you so much for the phrase yassified Ed Sheeran. All right, Rachel, Young Gravy.
Oh, God. Why am I explaining all the terrible things on this show? Okay,
because
Young Gravy's
I'm
not as
I'm older
bad.
Than you, and so I'm only familiar with Elder Gravy, and that's not the question at
of
hand.
Of course. Who could forget Elder Gravy? Young Gravy is a white rapper. I don't really feel like there's much more to say beyond that, but I will continue to say things. His most famous song is Mr. Clean.
Gravy make a splash like Pippin. Shit, that's nothing.
Splash.
Everybody call me Big Pimpin. No, I ain't bluffing. I'm with your mom in the kitchen. Making blueberry muffins. Must be Thanksgiving.
I mean, I'm here for the Mr. Sandman sample.
Same. Great sample. And the thing is, it's a catchy beat. I'm not going to lie. Can I stop myself from doing a little head bob? No. And it's also certified platinum. That song is certified platinum. Yeah, that song is certified platinum.
I'm going to assume the answer here is TikTok.
SoundCloud.
Mm.
First blew up on SoundCloud in 2017. Mm. But Young Gravy has gotten a huge TikTok boost. I'm sure you're going to recognize this next song. It's called Oops.
Talking about Tracy? No. You mean like Tracy with the ass? Tracy with the Honda? Shit. Well, oops, baby. Fuck up on your bitch like oopsie baby.
Okay, yes, I do in fact know that one.
That one's been all over TikTok. It came out in 2020. So this is the kind of music that Young Gravy puts out. Young Gravy's real name is not Young Gravy. It's Matthew Raymond Howery, and he's 26 years old. He's actually born just a few days after me.
Wow.
Look at our respective lives. Anyway, Young Gravy's a bit of a satirist, as noted by the fact that his name is Young Gravy. He's very much in on the joke. You can tell by his music that he is not trying to be Eminem. He, I think, recognizes that he's a white rapper.
You know, there's power in that.
There is. Clearly. He's powerful. His music's fun.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed both of those things you just played for me.
He's also really, really good at TikTok, where he has like 5 million followers, I think, and has this long-running bit that is very much encouraged by him. That he's an absolute MILF hunter, just fucking loves
fucking moms.
Okay, you guys wanted the long version? Well, here you go. Here's what's happening on Mom Talk.
Young Gravy is single. Young Gravy is 6'8". Young Gravy's in Birmingham. Looking for a mate. We're the moms.
So back to the original question.
Yes.
The simping.
I mean, listen, it's honestly pretty simple. He's a decently attractive white guy with a not insignificant level of charisma. There's something magnetic about him. I'm thinking kind of in the model of Jack Harlow. Kind of funny, kind of goofy, very much is part of the joke. And he's also over 6 foot, and I think that's all it takes.
Thanks, gavel. All right, case closed. We're going to take a quick break to file a paperwork with the courts. But when we come back, we've got Christy Carlson Romano, not the real one. I think I've made that joke before, but she's still not coming on the show. Whoopsie daisy. I just had to hit it's my duty,
baby. Sipping on the goose like boozy, baby. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listeners, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance. Then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now, that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, ICYMI guys. If you love our podcast, then consider subscribing to Slate Plus. It means you'll get no ads on any Slate podcast, including this one. It also means you'll be supporting our show directly. ICYMI would not be possible without your support, and Slate Plus really helps us keep the wild and wacky going over here. You'll get bonus segments or extra episodes on shows like Slow Burn, Political and Culture Gabfest, Slate Money, Mom and Dad Are Fighting, all that good stuff, plus unlimited reading on the Slate website, access to every article and advice column we have here at Slate without ever hitting the paywall. Just visit slate.com/ICYMI+ to sign up. That's slate.com/ICYMI+.
And we're back with Christy Carlson Romano, except, as we have said before, she's not actually here.
What we do have is an email from listener Evan with one of the best subject lines I think we've ever read.
Yes.
Weird Instagram ad I got.
And here's the voicemail he attached with it.
Hey, ICYMI. I was scrolling through Instagram last week and I got a Pfizer ad advertising the booster shots that was hosted by Christy Carlson Romano, which, of course, she's all over the internet these days. But when I looked at the ad, I noticed it said Cameo in the top left corner. Did Pfizer just buy a Cameo from her and make it an ad? I would love to hear what exactly is going on here.
Evan, thank you so much. All right, Rachel, what's going on here?
So the screenshot that Evan sent us features none other than CCR. He did not lie to us. If you don't know who Christy Carlson Romano is, she is a former Disney Channel star of Even Stevens fame and now currently YouTube fame.
Wow, the Kim Possible erasure. But yes, continue.
We had a great episode about her in October where we talked to Vanity Fair staff writer Chris Murphy about what it was like interviewing her. And he had a time, from what I understand.
Look, she's looking great. She's living her life. And apparently she's doing Pfizer Spawn through Cameo?
Yes. Mad Libs, I'd never expected to happen, and yet here we are. In the screenshot that Evan sent us, which I believe is a screenshot of a video, you see CCR's face, and then next to her, her name, and then under her name, the Pfizer logo. The caption reads, "First she taught us about the moon landing. Now, Christy Carlson Romano has something to say about COVID-19 vaccines and boosters."
Hello, everybody. It's me, Christy Carlson Romano, the girl who taught you about the moon landing. Well, today I wanted to chat about something else. Did you know that getting your booster is the best way to prevent severe illness and hospitalization from COVID-19? Now this is the part where you imagine that I've just sang you all a wonderful song about how important boosters are and you remember it forever and you sing it to all your friends. I'm just here to remind you to get yours now. It only takes a couple of minutes. Have an amazing day and stay safe.
We went to the moon in 1969, not 1968, but the year at. Okay, she's not kidding. That song just wedged into the medulla oblongata or something.
And she's also not wrong. Get your fucking booster.
Evan has pointed out a really fascinating expansion of Cameo's business here.
It is so wild that this is happening. Cameo, for the uninformed, is a platform where you can pay a celebrity like Christy Carlson Romano or like a Real Housewife. Or I actually think at some point you could pay somebody from the Trump administration.
Any member of any season of Cheer on Netflix.
Yes. To say pretty much anything you want. They will send you a happy birthday message. They will tell you, yes, girl, get that promotion. They will quit your job for you. I have seen someone use a Cameo to quit their job, and it was phenomenal. Cameo was launched in 2016, and since then has become, I would say, the primary way that people cash in on their 10 minutes internet fame. Do you agree with that?
I mean, yeah, and I'm like, yes, get it. It is sort of interesting to me that the Cameo business model is expanding in this way, because Cameo had a huge pandemic blow up when suddenly like all of us were trapped at home and the C-list of celebrities no longer had any way to make money and didn't have A-list money to hang out on. But the thing about Cameo that I'm thinking about watching this video is they recently let go of a large amount of what they called the Cameo Famio. Your employees are not your Famio. So it's interesting to me to see the ways they're trying to diversify revenue streams over there.
Yeah, so according to the website copy, Cameo for Business is all about unlocking the power of celebrity for high-performing creative solutions.
I mean, if Christy Carlson Romano ends the pandemic...
Oh, I'm here for
it. Reboot Kim Possible. Give her the Kim Possible reboot.
Give her a Nobel Peace Prize. But through Cameo Business, you and your small business, or Pfizer, can create scroll-stopping marketing videos.
Scroll-stopping.
Host next-level events and increase engagement with your customers and employees. Their solutions are fast, cost-effective, and give you access to 45,000-plus celebrities. This is wild to me because celebrity deals with brands and companies are usually something that involve like lawyers and accountants and other shit that me and Madison are not, famously. Biologists.
All of the above. Right. This is a good one, right? Or at least one I agree with and doesn't make me like cringe. Celebrity endorsing a safe and effective vaccine. Great. Not hard to imagine a world where a different celebrity is slinging for something else.
I'm just fascinated about what the celebrity end of this looks like. I'm sure they approve everything that comes their way, but are they actually kind of getting screwed in any way? In that brand deals, I would assume, usually come with more money than would come with the Cameo.
I don't know. I have to imagine the rates are different. At any rate, Evan, thank you for pointing this out. We can't picture any way in which this could possibly turn out badly.
Nope. It's going to be great. Great, great society advancement. Next up, Kenny G performing at your next work retreat.
All right, Rachel, I have one for you. It's my turn.
I'm so excited. I feel like I've just been unleashing terrible things into your life.
My turn.
Oh, no.
Repeat after me.
No.
Vabbing.
What is that?
We're here and we're vabbing.
Are we?
No, we're not, but we are vabsplaining.
Okay.
That's V-A-B-B-I-N-G. Shout out to @SVU Podcast who brought this nightmare trend into our feed.
I also have questions about your username, but I also more
it's
importantly
literally a podcast.
Have questions. Oh!
They actually brilliantly have conned us into doing free advertisement for their podcast.
Brilliant! Okay, never mind. All right. So, Madison, what is vabbing?
Vagina dabbing.
I know what those two words mean individually. I don't know if I can quite get to what they mean together.
I mean, it might actually be better than what you're thinking, or maybe worse, I guess, depending on where your brain has gone.
My brain isn't going anywhere. It's literally just static right now. I cannot tell you how little I understand what's happening.
It's just like some Muzak and a single tumbleweed like rolling through your head.
And a question mark.
Excellent. Okay, so vabbing is using vaginal fluids as perfume. Something, something, pheromones, attraction, something, something. We're not biologists, as we've mentioned.
Is this like when, what was that celebrity that sold a candle that smelled like their...
What was that celebrity? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm. Anyway, if you want a candle that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's...
You can say it. I've said it like 70 times.
Vagina. Go to goop.com. That's not sponsored.
Special thanks to Hannah Jackson over at The Cut, who kindly created a vabbing timeline, which saved me hours of my one, you know, precious life.
There's enough information that it requires a timeline?
Vabbing's been going on for years.
No!
So Jackson dates the origins back to a 2018 episode of the Secret Keepers Club podcast, which is a podcast hosted by comedians Carly Aquilino and Emma Willman.
I want to read one email first and foremost that I got today on my way here. I was sitting on the train.
Ooh, perfect timing.
And the title is, This Podcast Changed My Sex Life. So in an early episode, you two told a story about
and
your
it was about a guy who used his balls sweat as cologne, which then inspired another listener to give the practice that would later be dubbed vabbing a go.
Now, of course, I've told all my girlfriends about the story because I can't not tell everyone my business, especially when I think it's hilarious. And now they've all tried it / started doing it and had similar experience with it. Now it's a thing and we've named it vabbing, vagina dabbing.
What do you get out of this practice?
There have been a couple more twists and turns in the vabbing saga over the years. Most of them involve a podcast host named Sean Boodram, who self-describes as a, quote, intimacy expert and has written and spoken at length about vabbing.
You have not told me what this does yet. What is the purpose of vabbing?
It's supposed to make you smell attractive.
Wouldn't the pheromones already exist on your skin?
I don't know. We're not biologists.
God damn it. So why is this a thing now if it's been around since 2018? Basically what I'm asking is, why are you making me find out about this?
Rachel, you know there's only one answer to that question on this podcast. It is, in fact, the clock app, TikTok. So in June, at Old Loser in Brooklyn, whose real name is Mandy Lee, posted a now-deleted TikTok hyping up vabbing. Basically, the bend and snap is out, says Mandy Lee, and vabbing is in.
If you vab, you will attract people, like a date, a one-night stand, or you'll just get free drinks all night. Elle Wood should have been teaching vabbing instead of the bend and snap. It's more effective. And you're just going to have to hear me out, trust me. Get up there, give them a swipe. You don't have to be like fresh out of the shower clean, but relatively clean. Dab, vab, behind the ears, on the wrists, maybe a little on the neck. I don't know what they're putting in pheromone perfume, but it can't replicate your own smell and your own personalized chemicals. Proceed with caution because it works.
I mean, it has a 98% success rate of getting a man's attention.
Why are we acting like getting a man's attention is that hard?
You know, great point,
Rachel. I don't think we need to do a little swipe to get a man's attention. All you need to do is, like, be breathing.
So
you don't even really need to be doing that.
Ew, Rachel.
Listen.
That's dark.
Tinder has broken me.
So, a little note. The Cut talked to Dr. Jen Gunter, who is a sex-positive fave of ours. And Dr. Gunter said, you should skip hitting the vab if you have hepatitis B because it can actually live on surfaces for a while.
Good to know.
The more you know.
Thank you, Dr. Gunter. Does this work?
I thought you'd never ask. Science says probably not, but if it works for you, it's pretty harmless, so go forth. Just wash your damn hands first and after. Also, wash your hands constantly. It's 2022.
Please don't give yourself a UTI trying to attract a man. It's not worth it.
All right. I think that's enough on vabbing.
It was enough 5 minutes ago.
All right. Our final question comes from at Toby Barata, who writes, what happened to get Anne Frank benefiting from white privilege trending on Twitter?
Nope. End of the episode. Not touching that with a 10-foot fucking pole. Nope. We're out.
Toby, unfortunately, we are all out of time.
Goodbye.
Maybe
leave
next time.
Anne Frank alone.
Seriously, to everybody listening, do in fact be like Toby and continue to send us your most unhinged questions. Toby, thank you. We're sorry to put you on blast. We do truly appreciate every single one of you who throws something wild into our mailbag. No maggots, though, please.
All right, that is the show. We'll be back in your feed on Saturday, so please subscribe. It is the best way to never miss an episode, so never miss us digging deep into our mailbag to answer your most unhinged questions. Please leave a 5-star rating and review at Apple or Spotify. Tell your friends about us. Tell your frog army about us. You can follow us on Twitter at @icymy_pod, which is also where you can DM us all your unhinged questions. You can also always email them to us at icymy@slate.com.
ICYMI is produced by Daniel Schrader, Rachel Hampton, and me, Madison Malone Kircher. Daisy Rosario is our senior supervising producer, and Alicia Montgomery is Slate's VP of audio. See you online.
Or at the Frog Pond. Can't spell Young Gravy without you in it.
What? I don't know. You're never allowed to make fun of me for a pun ever again. At least mine land.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.